is Richard Kennedy. I'm a retired CIA economic analyst who graduated from college before marijuana showed up on campus. But I got interested in drug policy when I went back to grad school a few years later and saw it being widely used. And it was pretty clear 40 years ago that marijuana is not more dangerous than alcohol. And today we know with absolute certainty that it's a far less dangerous drug than alcohol or tobacco. Those two drugs are killing more than 500,000 Americans every year. And the number of marijuana deaths is so low that we can't even detect it in epidemiological studies. And I would submit that Mr. Kerlikowske's office is contributing to the alcohol and tobacco deaths because you're sending the message to our kids that the only drug they need to worry about is marijuana. And I think that's a tragic mistake.
We have a comment?
Sure, just a couple points. One, I think we concentrate on a wide array of drug issues. We clearly don't try to prioritize which is more dangerous than the other. It's a huge mistake to think that marijuana is a benign substance because it clearly is not. It's not legalization is nor is decriminalization an answer. When an illegal substance becomes legal, we know that the use increases. It isn't like the infrastructure in this country is well equipped right now already to deal with the number of people that have alcohol problems, that suffer from the effects of nicotine. I don't think we're in that position to take care of the people, about 1 in 10, and then that doesn't include new users, who would become addicted to marijuana. We also don't think that locking everyone up for marijuana is an answer. You know, when Stephen mentioned the war on crime, we've talked about that for a long time. We don't think that there's an end in sight. The officers in Seattle that reduced crime through their dedicated work never thought they were going to work themselves out of a job. Legalization isn't going to solve our drug problem.